Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live today from the Galactic Wisdom Conference, the fourth annual Galactic Wisdom Conference at 9101 Stillicum Road here in beautiful Olympia, Washington. And I want to thank you all so much for listening today. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this planet a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this Earth a much better place. I want to thank everyone so much for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular talk shows in the Seattle area and the fastest growing metaphysical and spiritual radio program in the world with over 160,000 listeners in over 70 countries. And we're growing every day. Today, I'm at the Harmony Hall here in Olympia, Washington at the Galactic Wisdom Conference, and I have a wonderful group of people I'd like to introduce you to. For the next 2 hours, we'll be interviewing Mary Beckwith, Carolyn White, Sydney Kirkpatrick, Michiko Hayashi, Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, and I hope I pronounced that correctly, Tom Palladino, and Teresa Carroll. Good. I remembered everyone's name. And if I've missed anybody, please let me know. And I want to thank you all so much. There will be other people here as well tomorrow, but we have they're just incredible. We have such an incredible group of lineup up here. The emphasis of the conference itself is on healing. Tom Palladino, for example, does energy healing, and he's a very famous man, and I'm so happy to have him here today. Now, Tom will also, for those of you, my friends up in beautiful British Columbia and beautiful Canada, he'll be up in Vancouver as well, doing an event on the 15th of March, and a radio program from 6 to 7 p.m. as well on the 14th, and I'll be with him up during that tour. So it's a very special chance to meet him. Today's a free day. The rest of the conference tomorrow and Sunday, if you want to come, just come on down and get registered. Also, Michiko Hayashi is here. Now, Michiko is a very special lady because she was used to be the administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto. At the time he passed, he was the 17th most spiritual man in the world in 2014. His spirit lives on, of course, and before he passed away, he successfully treated 10,000 people with what's called Hado machines. Now, Michiko can tell you all about Hado machines. I'm not going to say much about them, except that they are very effective. And the theory behind his work is that everything is vibration or Hado. And if you've got a mental problem or a physical problem, if you correct the person's vibration or Hado, you've corrected their problem. I didn't say healing. I said the help with the problems. I want to make that very clear. But at any rate, she's here. And Teresa Carroll is a fantastic healer and a psychic. She's been doing this for how many decades? 10 or 20 decades? Something like that?
30.
30 decades? 30 decades. My goodness. You don't look a day over 20. Anyway, but she's a wonderful person and she's here as well. Coming from the airport right now is Dr. Kyle Rocha. He's from the Bahamas. One of the Dana Swift, a wonderful psychic, has agreed to go pick him up. And Kyle will be here probably in about 30 minutes. There's Mary Beckwith.
Beckman.
Okay, I was close. She gave me a healing because I had I have an old injury in my left hip, and was in some pain today. And after she did a healing on me a few minutes ago, guess what? Pain's gone. And this is better than any aspirin or ibuprofen or any drugs I can buy over the counter, or not over the counter. But I feel great, and I feel much better. Mary will be coming on in a few minutes. Carolyn White, my dear friend who helped me organize the conference, I couldn't have done it without Carolyn and Jerry's help, and she's a fantastic aura reader. And the interesting thing is that she'll take a picture of your aura with all these colors around, then she'll interpret it from a psychic perspective, and I always find her insights fascinating. Last but not least is Sydney Kirkpatrick. He's a famous American author. He wrote a fantastic book on Edgar Cayce, and he'll be giving a keynote speech tomorrow afternoon when we show Tetsu Shiratori's film on Edgar Cayce. It's the first full-length film on Edgar Cayce that's ever been done in history. And I'm so happy to have it. Michiko Hayashi brought the film from Tokyo from her friend Tetsu Shiratori, and I want to thank Tetsu so much for entrusting Michiko with this film so we could show it tomorrow. Just a couple of quick things before we start. The address again is 9101 Stillicum Road. If you're in the Seattle area, we just come off of exit 111 on Interstate 5. 111, of course, is an angelic number, so it's no accident we're having next angelic number. And the name of the hall is called Harmony Hall, where everyone hopefully gets along just well. I think that President Trump and Kim Jong-un in North Korea, they should have their meeting here, actually. The energy is excellent, and hopefully they would be able to get some good work done. The other thing, too, I want to tell you is that today's free. For those in the area, you're welcome to come down and meet all the presenters. Well, with that, I'd like to introduce, I would like to thank everyone's support for this program, radio show. It's a nonprofit program supported entirely by donations. And for those who'd like to donate, please go to the website at www.outofthisworld1150.com and feel free to donate what you like. Videos of the conference will be available later. I've already had some inquiries. And briefly, I also have a new television program called Out of This World Television, which broadcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays on Channel 22 here in the Olympia, Seattle area. It's also available under YouTube, under Out of This World. I want to thank everyone so much around the world who have helped me raise consciousness and make this world a better place, especially my friend Marco from Finland, Jan Rosini of California, Anita Curtis from Dublin, Ireland, Dorothy from Montreal, Jason in North Vancouver, and as well as Mary and Elias Neuschwanger from Costa Rica. I'd also like to thank my wonderful friend Carol Stein. My website provides a lot of support. My friends in the Galactic Alliance and my angelic and earthly family and KKNW. Of course, I couldn't have my show without their help. I also have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides. If you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who have passed on or contact your angelic guides, please give me a call or send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll free at 1-888-879-8339. During the conference this weekend, we will also have Simon Parks giving a presentation on Sunday morning. Now, there's an 8-hour time difference between here and the Seattle area and the United Kingdom, so I didn't want to keep up Simon too late. So he's our first speaker on tomorrow morning. And a wonderful professor who's, I consider, one of the best water scientists in the world, Professor Jerry Pollack, will be giving a presentation as well tomorrow morning about 8:45 a.m. And Jerry's a wonderful man. He may be stuck in Seattle traffic now. I don't know. Let's send a prayer out for him so the traffic gods get him here safely and without much delay. But with that, I'd like to introduce. Let's do a heads. Whether I should go to the right or left. I'll flip a coin. Heads to the right and tails to the left. Looks like we've got. Well, there's a head on this one. I guess we'll go to the right. Okay, we'll start. So, I'll start with Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project. You're first. I'll say, Michiko, could you please come up to the podium?
Sure. I'm small. What do I say?
Well, you have to say your name and introduce yourself to the audience, please.
Hello, everyone. I'm Michiko Hayashi from the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo. I flew in on the 7th. The day before yesterday, to give my presentation here and distribute children's books of the message from water, so that children here and all people here will learn that we are water and water absorbs our everything we see, everything we hear, everything we feel. So the most important, most beautiful thing is love and gratitude. So when we are, everyone is in love and gratitude, this whole hall, Harmony Hall, will be in harmony. So I look forward to just meeting you in person, and thank you so much for coming.
Okay, great, Michiko. And I think I'd like to, since she's with Yoshi, I'd like to introduce Yoshi, and then to be fair, I'm going to bounce back to Sydney.
Yoshi? Hi, Yoshinori-san. Hi, Yoshinori-san. Hi, Yoshinori-san.
日本から来ました吉野内と申します。
My name is Seiichiro Yoshinouchi. Came from Tokyo, Japan.
すみません、私英語喋れないので、美智子さんにいつも通訳してもらってます。
I'm sorry because I can't speak English, so I always ask Michiko to translate for me. Today,
どうぞ。
今年はあの 翻訳機持ってきたので簡単な会話ならできます。
Well, this year I brought this translator, the machine translator. He just bought it today. I mean, just before he came to Seattle here. And so, if it's something simple, then this translator can translate for everyone. And that means Michiko doesn't have to be just right beside him. Isn't that wonderful?
そして今年はですね、発売されたばかりの新しい波動測定器を持ってきました。
Well, this year I just brought the newest Hado device that we just started to sell.
とても使いやすくて、そしてすごく安い価格になりました。
It is very simple. It's so simple for anyone to use, and it's very the price is very reasonable.
そして水の結晶写真で占いもできるんですね。
And also you can, that machine has something we call water crystal, tarot? Well, anyway. So you can, that shows today's water crystal and you can play with that.
ブースの方にデモ機がありますので、ぜひ体験しに来てください。
And we have a one machine that you can try to see what it's like. So please come and check with that.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you so much.
A real quick question. This is the same, Chichiro, this is the same machine that Dr. Emoto used to treat 10,000 people successfully?
会長がいつも1万人以上を使った治してあげた機械と同じものですか？
江本先生が使ってた機械をさらに進化させた新しい装置です。
This is the new machine that we evolved, the machine that Dr. Emoto used to use. So this is an evolved version of Dr. Emoto's machine.
I see. And if people do not come today to the conference, then the next best place they have to go is Tokyo, is that right?
Well, next best place is to go to San Diego, California, because we're flying to San Diego on the 14th, and we have the session on the 15th and the 17th.
Which month? Which year?
Of this month.
Of this month.
Right
this
after
year,
this conference.
2018. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
And then after that, we will go back to Tokyo.
Okay, all right. But it's a lot easier if you're in Seattle, Portland, Tacoma, or here in the Northwest to drive to Olympia, Washington than it is to fly 12 hours to Tokyo or over to San Diego. and with that, I think I'll bounce around to my left. A wonderful gentleman named Sidney Kirkpatrick. He's a famous author, and he's also on the board of directors for the ARE Foundation. That's the Association for Research
And Enlightenment.
And Enlightenment, yes. And Sidney, thank you so much for being in here today.
Thank you so much, Ted. This is a wonderful conference. Thank you for having me. First, a shout out to a great Casey writer in Seattle, Carol Janes, and another writer, my sister, from Seattle, Catherine Kirkpatrick. Your conference is a perfect venue for the subject of Edgar Cayce because he's considered the father of holistic health. And many, many of the unusual remedies Cayce recommended in the 1920s and 1930s are only now finding traction and are so very effective. One of the things I encourage you to do is to come tomorrow. If you think you know Edgar Cayce, if you associate Edgar Cayce with your parents' generation, in which the 1960s was a big Cayce heyday, well, I encourage you to come tomorrow because you're going to learn things about Edgar Cayce that have never been said before. And what we now know about medicine and Edgar Cayce is absolutely phenomenal. And I won't take too long, but I just want to mention one really, really remarkable thing about the Cayce readings, which has just been proven out in the last 6 to 8 months. Edgar Cayce said epilepsy was not a neurological disorder. Despite what you'll learn by going to your physician, Googling epilepsy and the many hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent studying epilepsy, studying the brain, looking for a disorder, and they haven't been able to find it. Edgar Cayce in the 1920s was saying this was a problem of the abdomen and that there were neurological transmitters in the abdomen which were damaged from any number of different reasons in childbirth, in bulimia, prize fighters. And Cayce said that these transmitters had been damaged and were sending white noise to the neurotransmitters in the brain, which resulted in an epileptic fit. And Cayce says, you treat the abdomen and you treat the patient. Well, a wonderful new study was conducted in South Florida, has absolutely proven it out that 100% of the female epileptic patients studied, it was discovered, had cold spots in the abdomen. So this is just, you know, this is just one of the really exciting things about Cayce that's being studied right now, and we encourage you to come to the conference tomorrow and learn more and see this exciting movie on Edgar Cayce. Thanks.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Sydney. I'm so happy Sydney could fly up. He also told me earlier that the peanuts were just delicious on his flight from Los Angeles to Seattle today, and that's one thing he really likes about flying the airlines. Don't mind my saying. Anyway, there's a whole bunch of other people here. To my right is Tom Palladino. Tom, why don't you come on up and say a few words? Tom's a very modest man, so I'll say a few words about him first quickly. He's a very famous healer, scalar energy healer. He'll take somebody's picture, and then through his machines at home, he will disassemble the viruses or germs that are making people sick. And as a result of that, people feel a lot better, and they get very well after that. But anyway, my pleasure to introduce you all to Tom Palladino from Florida.
Thanks, Jim. Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to Harmony Hall. First and foremost, Ted, thank you. A round of applause to Ted. This takes quite an effort to pull this off, so thank you, Ted. My name is Tom Palladino. I'm from the state of Florida. I flew in last night. It's great to be here. What I have to present this weekend, if I may say so, is groundbreaking, and it will change the world. I'm working with scalar energy. It's a technology outside of the electromagnetic spectrum. I have developed scalar energy instruments that allow me to control matter. And in so doing, I can readily break down the molecular code of pathogens such as viruses, bacteria, and fungi. In the future, scalar energy will be embraced as the cure for pathogenic disease. We have a movement now in Africa. We have a movement also in Latin America in which we're treating people in Africa and Latin America pro bono for free. To date, we've treated over 15 million people in Africa. We are curing lepers and leprosy colonies. We are curing people of HIV in Africa. We're curing people throughout Latin America through this program. Again, as Ted mentioned, all we need is a photograph of a person to treat them successfully. So what I'm going to present this weekend is the cure for thousands of diseases, thousands of pathogenic diseases. All we need is a photograph to treat those people. I'll get into that this weekend and we'll elaborate upon that. So all of you are here for a reason. Please join this movement. If you've not heard of this before, you're hearing of it now. We have the cure for tuberculosis. We have the cure for HIV. And this now will mushroom. This will really spread like wildfire with venues like this. So all of you, please see me at the booth in the back. My name is Tom Palladino. I welcome all of you. This is a journey that all of us will take. We're about to cure the world. Mark my word.
I have a question. What do you mean outside the electromagnetic spectrum? Can you explain that?
Sure. There's two energies, scalar energy and electromagnetic energy. The stars of the universe produce scalar energy. That's the initial energy of the universe. Electricity and magnetism are derivative of scalar energy. So you really have two dimensions. You have two separate energies. Scalar energy is the first energy of the universe, and then in many environments, scalar energy will degrade into electricity and magnetism.
Okay,
They're, both energies are distinct. They are governed by certain laws, but they are indeed different. Welcome once again.
Let me quickly go. I want to repeat the question for the my listening audience because they may not hear. Yes, Nancy, could you ask a question if you like? Can you eyeball what? Yes, you can use eyeball photos. Yes, you can. We have a whole bunch of wonderful vendors here, and after I introduce everybody, I'm going to ask all the vendors if they want to come up and say a few words. They're more than welcome to. To my right, I have a wonderful lady named Teresa Carroll. She's a fantastic healer and one of the best psychics I know of here in the Seattle area. So I wanted to introduce Carol's here today, and Teresa's here today, rather. And Teresa, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you, Ted. It's a pleasure. I think this is my fourth year here. I've been with you from the beginning, and we're having a lot of fun. So anyone who wants to really look at what you can contribute to the wellness of the world, this is a place you might want to come this weekend and take a look. I'm going to be speaking a little bit later today. I am a trans channel, and I do receive messages from other dimensions, and one of the things we're being told is happy up. Happy up is like giddy up or cheer up. We as a race of people are becoming so caught in our own negativity that we are affecting not only our reality but other simultaneous realities. I have been a professional psychic for over 35 years. I see things that most people, I guess, don't see. I just assume everyone else sees auras and family members and talks to animals. But for some reason, I was gifted with this, and I have spent the last 39 years using it and made a profession out of it. So Ted talks about my healing abilities. One of the things I do is a physical healing ability called BEST. And it's a kind of a bioelectric feedback mechanism that allows the body to talk to me, and so I hear directly from your physical body what's going on, and I can help you make choices and hold thoughts that will heal you. But the most important thing is to realize that what you think, and I think the Emoto Project brings this out so strongly, that our thoughts can and our words can impress on water. What do they do to ourselves? So if your life is a little bit ho-hum or even a little bit chaotic, happy up. I'll be talking about that a little more this afternoon.
I have to tell you, we have such fabulous people here today, and one of them, what's your name again? I don't recognize you. Where did you, are you
just
part
of? Just
let me
see here, I'll draw it out of the universe.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh,
who am I? What am I today?
Who is he? No, no. No, this is Carolyn White. I can't say enough good things about her. She's a wonderful psychic, an aura reader, and a healer as well. We have a lot of healing. And by the way, Mary up here gave me a little healing earlier, and she took about all my pain's gone actually right now. I had some pain in my hip from an old injury, and I was lifting chairs, but it's all gone now, so I feel much, much better. So anyway, your name was Carolyn White here, wonderful aura reader.
The Space Cadet. Well, thank you all for being here, and good afternoon to your wonderful listening audience, and love to all. This is Harmony Hall, and one of the things that I think all of us are here today to do is to bring more harmony, to raise the vibration of this planet. And everyone here, if you're healthy, you're going to be in a higher vibration. And also, Mary helped me earlier. I had cataract surgery about a little over 2 weeks ago, and I've sort of been left side, right side, because the one eye I can see clearly and the other eye is kind of like fuzzy. So she did very much help me kind of get back into balance there. So thank you so much, Mary. But that's the thing, is that we are here to do things to raise our vibration, and we all have that one goal. A lot of times, though, we have different paths, different things, different challenges in this life that we have. Some of us have health challenges. I had one recently, and I'm going to talk about that Sunday, that I was on the shady side of death and how I amazed the doctors with the help of my husband, Jerry, who we've been together, what, for like 40 years? Something like that? Yeah, that's... and we're still together after thick and thin and everything else. We've had, we do aura and chakra photos. We've been doing that for about 13 years. And that's another way to help you see what your vibrational energy is. Because we are all beings of coalesced energy. And the, really our challenge is to live in this three-dimensional life, to live in this three-dimensional world, and yet resonate at those higher vibrations. And I love what Teresa said about happy up, because that's one of the things, is that when balancing the chakras, I always like to think of our connection with spirit, not only it's the crown chakra, but it's the clown chakra. We're here to have fun. We're here to laugh. When we laugh and we have a good belly laugh, you know what it does? It stimulates your solar plexus chakra and also the sacral chakra. So the thing is that laughter, I've always found, because I've, like Teresa, ever since I was a kid, I would see energies and forms and talk to them. And I'm also going to be talking about that Sunday. But one of the things I've always found is that if I've ever felt a presence that seems to be something that is not supportive of my highest good, one of the best ways to kind of disperse that energy is laughter, is to have fun, is a sense of humor. So I give that to you today, and to remember that, you know, life is not that serious that you have to yell at your kid or yell at your spouse. Sometimes, yes, we do need to get out and expend our energy, but really what it's all about is that how can we be kind, what words we say, as with the Emoto Peace Project and Dr. Emoto's work, is that when we say kind, loving words, the water crystals are beautiful. When we say words that are destructive and hateful, the water crystal sometimes doesn't even crystallize. So live your life, they say, as a prayer. Live your life in that higher vibration in anything that you can do, because it's all up to us individually. No one's going to come and save us. No one is going to come in and just wave a magic wand. It's in all of us. We have to find our path. And that's the most important thing, is for everyone to really achieve ascension and to achieve that higher vibration, is to do the little things every day. Laugh, live, happy up, and love. Love you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Carolyn. It's nice to meet you and know your name now. Mary, Beck, why don't you come up, say a few words? She's another psychic here, a wonderful healer. She just healed the pain I had in my hip, and so I'm eternally grateful for that. She's giving someone a hug right now. Here she is.
Hi, all you beautiful souls out there. I have so many friends here. You know, this is so crazy. About 15 years ago, I pulled my crown chakra out of my root chakra and became a psychic medium. I'm a couple kinds of medium. I am a physical and mental medium, and I'm a healer. I have 20 guides with me, including Nikola Tesla and Saint Germain and the Holy Mother and all sorts of really wonderful folks that have decided to come along with me this time. And I'm happy to say that I came here to Harmony Hall today just by chance. It was Tuesday, and on Tuesday I'm always part of a panel, Lou Free's Psychic Showcase, and at the IHOP in Federal Way. And I thought to myself, you know what, I want to look at this Ted Marr dude. I've never seen him before in my life. So I emailed him, and I said, you know what, I'd like to be on your show because I'd like to tell you about some Tesla symbols that are coming through right now for ascension and for health. And I didn't hear back from him, but son of a gun, 3 hours later, there's the guy. So I felt like I manifested Ted and gave him a healing that night, just by chance got his envelope, gave him a healing that night. And he said, sure, I'll interview you coming up, you know, when we have some time. And by the way, why don't you come out to Olympia? And so my lovely husband, I drug him out too. And here we are. And there's a ton of my friends here, never been here before. And I'm so excited to talk a little bit, tiny little bit about the Tesla symbols today. Can I say now?
A couple minutes, sure, go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah, okay, ahead. Awesome. So I am taking part these days. I am a co-host on a radio show called Jupiter Rising. It's a show that's been around for quite a few years with the lovely Eileen Grimes. I know squat about astrology. I know nothing. So basically, I'm there to make Eileen laugh and also read people. And I like to bring through some interesting information as I get it. And so I've been working with some Galactics people that I love so much, Alora and the family. And when I met Alora and the family, they are from another galaxy, and they gave me a symbol that I put into all of your consciousnesses just a moment ago. Of course, I asked if it was okie dokie, so I don't know if any of you got kind of swimmy headed or felt a little odd, but that's just a feel better symbol for the ascension, so you guys will be running better, faster here pretty quick. So what I do is I open up somebody's aura, and I let in the symbols, and you can actually feel it twirl around in your head. It becomes the Merkaba. And another Tesla symbol is a blue glowing rectangle around the body. So you just imagine a rectangle around your body with that symbol inside, and you go ahead and allow that symbol in. And I can talk a little bit more about it if I have time, but you guys are welcome to call me or check me out. It's really awesome for balancing out those feelings that you're getting these days as we change. The other symbol is a blue glowing circle with a large triangle inside of it. So you just think it's about that big. It's blue glowing, kind of like the color of this lady's coat right here. And inside of it is the triangle. And just imagine bringing that down through your crown, or even just the triangle, bringing it down over the body and then stepping out of it as it gets to your feet. Just try that, everybody. He is a friend to all healers, a lovely person, Nikola Tesla. And I just thank you for listening. Tune on into Jupiter Rising, KKNW 1150, gluten-free radio. So you guys have a lot of fun today.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mary. We've got so many wonderful people here. And the other person I just invited up was a fellow named Dr. Todd. He's a naturopathic doctor, and he uses all kinds of interesting devices when he heals you, and he's given me a healing before. Doc, don't be so shy. Todd, come on up. If you can introduce yourself to everybody.
Hi there. I'm Dr. Todd, and I specialize in energetic medicine. I literally channel energy. One of the things I have a real knack for is dissipating pain, that and so much more. But I never know what I'm going to do until I actually put my hands on the person. I start seeing things. Sometimes I see past lives. I've had cases where I was working on somebody, and I knew we were going to work on the knees, or right knee is what I thought. And they said their left knee hurt. I said, no, we're working on the right knee. That's what the body said. I worked on the right knee. Both knees were better. And I balance chakras. I open up the third eye and open up the crown chakra, help them ground. I don't do what most normal naturopaths do. You know, there's an old joke, you got four naturopaths in a room, you got five opinions. Well, there's a lot of truth in that. I was actually practicing with Dr. Bartlett when he created Matrix Energetics. I've taken what I've learned there and expanded on it. Alchemy, energy, harmonics, my own personal baby. That's where Ted was saying, I got all these different instruments I like to play with. And everybody keeps telling me, I don't need the instruments. It's my hands that really matter. But you know what? The instruments are fun, and it gives me something to focus on. And then I find something new, so it keeps everything changing up, which is always fun to do. And when I do that, new new pathways are opened up to me. I'm here in the Northwest. I actually have an office in Bellingham. I live in Marysville, and then I do the Northwest Psychic Fairs. So I'm around anywhere from Bellingham all the way down to Seattle. So come out and see me sometime. Thank you.
Doctor, what I really like about Dr. Todd, he's a very humble man, and he genuinely cares about people, too. And, of course, there's so many interesting and talented people out there in the audience. I want to pick out a few of them, and I'm not going to play favorites, although I do recognize them. Is Aaron Cooper here somewhere? If he could come up, please. I don't know if he's there. If you could come up real quick. We've got a lot of talented people, and I want to spotlight Aaron just for a moment. I don't think Aaron is from this planet, but you could ask him. People could ask him where he's from exactly. But he sells organ devices which neutralize dirty electricity. And, you know, we're bombarded constantly by dirty electricity from cell phones, from computers, from microwave towers, from all kinds of things. And a lot of those times when you're bombarded by this dirty electricity, especially in the city, it's not the greatest thing for you. And Aaron sells these nifty little devices that neutralize the dirty electricity, but I'll let him explain it just for a few minutes. Aaron?
Thank you, Ted. So I guess in a nutshell, we're dealing with two things. To make it simple, we're dealing with negative ions, and we're dealing with positive ions. Positive ions come from electronics. Cell phones are a great example of positive ion emitters. Now, when somebody says, why would I carry a negative ion generator on me throughout the day, you really have to ask the question, okay, well, you carry a positive ion generator, why wouldn't you want a negative one? And the reason why is that positive ion generators significantly weaken our physical body. And it's physically testable. You can actually take your cell phone in your pocket. You can even have it inside your purse, and it'll still affect you as long as you're holding it. You can do a simple strength and balance test, and you can see how strong you are with your cell phone and see how much stronger you are without your cell phone. And in general, what my passion is to find different types of crystals and compress them and actually amplify their piezoelectric field. One crystal that I've been working with in particular lately is called euphorolite. It was discovered a few years ago in the United States, and it has some phenomenal properties. It's actually allowing me to do things with crystal energy that I've previously been unable to do with any other crystal that I've worked with. So I have excellent specimens out. I have both some raw crystals, some nice polished ones, and I also have the devices that I've used this crystal to make. So thank you so much, Ted.
My pleasure, Aaron. And what's your website so people can find out more information about you?
They can find more information at bradamerica.com.
Okay, that's how do you spell that, Aaron?
B-E-R-A-D America.com.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else, any of the vendors or psychics like to come up for a few minutes? I don't have much time, but anyone at all who might be put on the spotlight? Charlie Cardinal, come on up, please. Charlie's a very accomplished musician in his own right. And what he does a lot of, he plays music to elderly people and disabled in nursing homes throughout Pierce County to cheer these people up. And I can't think of a better man with a better heart than Charlie, because he was the one that wrote the water song. And maybe if we have time, we'll play that in a minute. But Charlie, go ahead and please say a few words.
Thank you, water.
Thank you, water.
Thank you, water.
Thank you, water.
Thank you, definitely, water. Boy, what can I say? Basically, about water is one thing I've come to realize is every living thing has water in it. And so if every living thing has water in it, everything we think, do, and say affects the water in everything that's living. And so the more we do loving things, forgiving things, and healing things for ourselves and for others, we're helping everything on the planet that's living. And if you respect that, it's the proof of God within all of us, which is the truth that we are all God. And that's a very important thing for us to begin to realize. And one of the things that I could go on forever here, I'm sorry. one of the things I keep trying to help people understand, it's been scientifically proven that we rebuild our entire bodies every 7 years. Every molecule. So if that's true, why are we keep getting older, having diseases, having all these deformities in our body? It's because we've been programmed to do so, which opens a whole another arena of things that we're about. And so I want to share and awaken to everybody that I can to realize we can do anything we believe we can do if we believe it more and pursue doing it and help each other out. And the greatest power of all there is love. And if you love yourself as much as you love others, there's nothing you can't do or be. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for those words of wisdom. Now, I see a lot of talented people out there. Anyone else, any of the psychics or vendors would like to come up briefly? Oh, okay, Linda, of course, yeah, come on up. Come on up, I didn't want to leave anybody out. Linda, go ahead and say your name for my audience.
My name's Linda Jallo, and I'm happy to be here. And I would like to talk to you a little bit about healing codes. Healing codes are light and sound frequencies in their mathematical form. It gives you the power to heal yourself. It gives you the power to take control of your life. It gives you the power to integrate. And it's love-based. Everything on this planet is based in love. You have an opportunity this weekend to experience and learn many new things, many ways to heal yourself, many ways to live your life in unconditional love and the state of grace. Please take the opportunity to talk to everybody and network. That is how we learn. That is how we integrate new information and ideas, is when we exchange and talk about them. Please enjoy yourself, relax, let the information flow, and you will experience unconditional love like you have not ever experienced it this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Linda. I do see other psychics in the audience too, and they're welcome to come up, but if they're bashful or shy, that's fine. That's fine too. Well, you know, one of the things that Dr. Emoto emphasized was that thoughts are things. And if we send positive thoughts to a glass of water, all these beautiful water crystals appear. But if you send negative thoughts to a glass of water, negative things will appear. And that's why I think the work of Yoshi, Shirichiro Yoshinuchi, and Michiko, his translator, is so important. So we've got about 15 minutes or so. What I'd like to do is to bring both of them on to finish up the hour now, and then I'll lead off with Tom Palladino my next hour, and then we've got a bunch of healers too. So, Michiko, if you could come up again, please, with Shiichiro about Hado and vibration, and also if you could talk about. Okay, now it's very special for you to be here because you'll be giving Hado treatment sessions on Monday and Tuesday. And so the conference ends on Sunday, but they will be doing these treatment sessions. And again, if you want a session, if you miss it this week, the only place you can get them is to fly to Tokyo, Japan, to have them done, which is a long 12-hour flight from here. But anyway, Michiko, if you could tell a little bit, ask Shirichiro a little bit about how the Hado system works and how it helps people. Michiko has to translate all the questions to Japanese, then Shiichiro answers in Japanese, then transfers to English, so it takes a few minutes, so.
Okay. So, Yoshi brought this machine, the newest machine, and what Dr. Emoto used to do was that using his device of Hado vibration, what he did was he scanned the patient's whole energetical body and found out what is the root cause of the disease or problem that patients had. And usually, most of them, he found that came from negative emotions or past lives. So what he did was transmitted information to cancel out that blockage, the energy, the negative energy, so that it will be, your energy will be neutralized. And then by drinking the water, the personalized water that has that information in it, the patient would heal himself or herself, and he will be balanced, well balanced energetically. So that's what. Well, Yoshi was the very first student of Dr. Emoto's, and he was the best student of Dr. Emoto's. So when Dr. Emoto decided to stop doing this therapy to people because he wanted to do researches on water, because he knew that water carried information and that can heal people. But because when we see water from outside, it looks the same. All the water looks the same to everybody, but every single water is different. So he wanted to prove that every single water is different and everything is vibration. And as he found, he came up with the idea to take water crystals. And once he succeeded that to take the water crystals, he said that this is a manifestation of the Hado vibration. So everybody can see what kind of vibration, whatever the emotions we have or the words we use daily are, and whether they are positive or negative. Anyway, so Yoshi was the best student, and he was asked by Dr. Emoto to continue with this Hado therapy. So he started to do it, and in that machine, there's a code called Hado code that with 5-digit numbers, and he wanted to discover what these numbers were and why these numbers were there. But no one could really tell, or inventor never wanted to tell us or tell him or tell Dr. Emoto what they were, where they came from. So Yoshi studied and discovered in many years. He spent 10 years to discover that. And one day he discovered that those Hado digit codes, the numbers, are in the ancient Shintoism, the teachings of ancient Shintoism. And those numbers describe or represent the universe. So what he did was he will explain all that. He used these five digit numbers in his Kazutama therapy. Kazutama means spirits in numbers. And he uses those numbers in his Hado machine, the vibrational machine that he invented. And because that's a very professional use, I can't even use it because it's a very subtle way to use it. And we have to have the good ears to differentiate the sound. So he discovered the different machine called Kazutama System 02, and that was still a little difficult for us, or it's much easier. But now this time he invented this even smaller one that anyone, even me, who can't even use the machine, can use to maintain our health, maintain our happiness, maintain harmony in ourselves, yourself, everybody, and because we are vibrational beings, we are affecting everyone. We are creating our reality and this harmony hall too. So that's what Yoshi's machine does. Ted?
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. I was going to say, I wanted you to limit it to 25 words or less, but that's okay.
Did?
Yeah, but that's all right. You've gone over, but it's okay. It's all right if she went over. Yeah, it's fine.
Well,
it's fine.
I translated Yoshi psychically.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad people are picking that up now. But
he was sending me a message from my people.
But you know, we're all on the same page here, because we're talking about health. Teresa Carroll is a wonderful psychic who uses her abilities to help people on the soul level and spiritually. Tom Palladino helps people disassemble viruses and germs through his techniques, helping people get well. Shiichiro Yoshinuchi and Michiko Hayashi, well, Shiichiro is the world's most famous Hado therapist, so he uses his machines to treat people and make them feel better by changing their vibration. Michiko teaches kids around the world and adults too to please watch your words, try to think positive things, sometimes not possible, but your words do count and they do have spirits in them. And she teaches kids around the world the valuable lessons of love and gratitude with the hope that when these kids grow up and they'll be more, much more interested in creating a better world, whether one where we have conflict and fighting. Mary Beckman does healing herself on an energetic level through her fabulous contacts with the other great spirits. Carolyn White, I think I'm pronouncing her name correctly, does work with auras and aura readings and her own contacts with the psychics as well. Sydney, of course, is an expert on Edgar Cayce. Edgar Cayce, how many readings did Edgar Cayce, medical readings, did he do, Sydney?
Upwards of 14,000.
14,000. That's all? No, I'm sorry. That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. And they're available in the Edgar Cayce library, aren't they?
Yes, and online through the databases. It's never before been easier to consult the Cayce readings.
Well, so if you have back pain or you're a man and you're losing hair, you can look up those conditions in the database and get his remedies for what worked back then. And they'll probably, and they work now too, I'm sure. Aha. Uh-huh. Did you have started losing?
Yeah, hair? If you look at the dust jackets on my books, my first books, my hairline goes back, and then after Cayce, forward.
Really? That's amazing. That's amazing. What did you do exactly? Don't mind me asking.
Well, the Cayce treatment for hair loss is Pennsylvania 5 crude oil.
Pennsylvania 5.
And you know, all of us here know about aromatherapy.
Yeah, right.
This takes on a whole new meaning, because the idea is you take a tablespoonful of crude oil and massage it into your scalp. Wow. And it also has a natural sort of form of birth control, because your wife won't want to share a bed with you if you've been using it too long.
That's amazing. How about your cat or dog? Probably won't want to be with you either.
No, but in all seriousness, vibration, which is a subject we've been talking about here the last 45 minutes, figures so prominently in the Cayce work. And the word vibration appears more than the word God in the Cayce readings.
Amazing.
And one of the most remarkable Cayce healings, remedies, was for a blind man who was told to listen to the same opera 5-10 times a day, over and over and over. And something in the combination of vibrations, chords, excited the optic nerve in his eyes, and he regained his eyesight.
Wow, that's amazing. That is truly amazing. If we have time, I've asked Michiko to bring her healing 528 love healing wand here. I have one too, but I don't know. If we can't get it in during this hour, we'll certainly do it at the beginning of the next hour. But we have such a fantastic group of people here, a lot of love and a lot of light here. And I hope you can all come. We've got a few minutes left, and okay, good. Michiko's coming up with the tuning fork. Michiko, could you please play this for my audience? We have about a minute left. Okay, she's going to hit a 528 tuning fork. That's the love vibration tuning fork with a Lemurian crystal. Go ahead, Michiko.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Michiko. This is Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the 4th Annual Galactic Wisdom Conference here in beautiful Olympia, Washington. We'll be coming back in about 5 or 10 minutes again for our second hour with more fantastic healers, psychics, and spiritual people. So please stay tuned.
Our actions, thoughts, and words